Could a new trade war between the world's two largest economies be on the horizon? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, and here's what you need to know about the brewing tensions between China and the United States. Let's dive in. In a strategic move that may signal escalating tensions, China has reportedly begun to restrict its domestic firms from investing in the United States. This development comes as both nations appear to be positioning themselves for a potential trade war. According to Bloomberg News, regulators in Beijing have been instructed to hold back on granting approvals for Chinese companies wishing to invest in the U.S. This decision is seen as an attempt to strengthen China's bargaining position ahead of negotiations with the Trump administration. In 2023, Chinese companies invested approximately $6.9 billion in the United States. However, this new policy is not expected to affect existing commitments or Chinese holdings of U.S., treasuries, and other financial instruments. The timing of this move is critical, as President Trump is set to announce plans for extensive tariffs during a news conference from the White House Rose Garden later today. This situation is further complicated by recent actions from Chinese regulators, who delayed a significant $23 billion sale of port facilities worldwide, including strategic locations at the Panama Canal. This delay, prompted by an investigation into potential anti-monopoly law violations, highlights the geopolitical stakes involved in these trade negotiations. China's State Administration for Market Regulation's intervention reflects the broader geopolitical chess game being played out between these two economic powerhouses. Control over strategic assets like the Panama Canal is becoming increasingly contentious, especially as President Trump has emphasized reasserting American influence over this vital waterway. The broader implications of these developments are significant. If the current trajectory continues, we could witness a deepening of economic divisions between China and the United States. This could lead to shifts in global trade patterns, with potential ripple effects on international markets and supply chains. For business leaders and policymakers, the key takeaway here is to stay informed and prepare for potential disruptions. With the possibility of increased tariffs and investment restrictions, companies should evaluate their exposure to both U.S. and Chinese markets and consider strategic adjustments to mitigate risks. Our second story today takes us deep into the Amazon rainforest, where a recent investigation has uncovered a troubling pattern of illegal logging activities that have far-reaching implications for global trade and environmental sustainability. The Environmental Investigation Agency, a London-based non-governmental organization, has released a report detailing how nearly 2,000 container ships carrying illicitly harvested timber from Brazil's Pará state have made their way to the United States and Europe. This report comes just months before the 2025 United Nations Climate Change Conference, set to be held in Belém, the capital of Pará. The investigation utilized satellite imagery, industry records, and interviews to trace approximately 53,000 cubic meters of timber back to sites in Pará that were either sanctioned, under embargo, or involved in illegal activities such as gold mining. Despite existing laws in the United States, Europe, and Brazil intended to curb illegal logging, loopholes in enforcement have allowed this illicit trade to flourish. The report suggests a systemic issue of corruption and manipulation within the legal frameworks governing the timber industry. Pará's environmental regulator, SEMAS, has faced criticism for its role in renewing or failing to revoke concessions where infractions were reported. In response to these allegations, SEMAS has stated that it is bolstering its standards and mechanisms for evaluating forestry management plans and has committed to analyzing the cases mentioned in the report. They assert that any found irregularities will lead to appropriate punishments. From February 2023 to January 2025, SEMAS claims to have seized over 12,000 cubic meters of illegal timber and embargoed more than 500,000 hectares of land. The Environmental Investigation Agency's findings link a network of 19 sawmills, 16 exporters, and 30 importers in the United States and Europe to this tainted timber trade. Among the implicated are high-value and protected species like IPE and Kumaru, both listed as endangered by the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. The report highlights the ease with which sourcing documents can be falsified to launder illegal timber, facilitated by bribery and corruption within the industry. Why does this matter? The illegal timber trade not only threatens biodiversity and contributes to deforestation, but also raises serious questions about the integrity of international supply chains. As global leaders prepare to gather in Belém for the COP30 summit, this investigation underscores the urgent need for more stringent enforcement of environmental laws and international collaboration to protect the world's forests. For policymakers and business leaders, this is a call to action to ensure that supply chains are transparent and sustainable, reducing the risk of reputational damage and legal repercussions. To wrap up, today's stories highlight the complex interplay between global trade, environmental sustainability, and international relations. As tensions between China and the United States continue to simmer, and as illegal logging poses ongoing challenges to our planet's health, the need for informed, decisive action becomes ever more crucial. That's it for today's World Daily Brief. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle, signing off. Until next time.